Voyageur, dit-on.
Grab onto your butts. We are about to go nuts. We are headed back in time to make a little bit of rhyme. Do you want to know where and when we are going? Greece, 425 BC, to see about a real teacher having a walk with his student by the sea. Everyone else was stuck in their own life, and Socrates too, in his own way, was contemplating strife. But he made a big breakthrough as he understood how he grew. It was all the lessons he was adding together while ignoring all that did not matter. "Oh, wow," he finally proclaimed. "I really do know how I grew." Then he turned to his students and said, "And so should you." He told them that when people are stuck, they only run in circles and out of luck. We must learn to study what is wise, but also ignore the less important so that we have a chance to rise. And then, once we become smart, we can go all the way back if we wish and begin super smart at start. Okay, we must now return back to our time, as we now have a whole poem full of rhyme. So, the lesson for this evening is this. Life is not a confusing mess or some dark abyss. It is meant to be lived in wisdom, with foresight, and in pure bliss. But to get there, we must both learn what to ignore and figure out what's important so that we can stay on that sunny shore. And we really, 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 really need to ask this question. This is not some strange rhyming suggestion. What is real? What is fake? What is merely keeping you busy? Your whole life is at stake. Are you learning in school, becoming wiser every day? Or are they forcing you with grades to merely role play? Because if your school is fake, merely playing the role of a babysitter, then they are tricking you out of wisdom, and you should be bitter. Education is the first big deal in life. It will help you fix problems before they begin and keep you out of strife. If you are not learning, then listen to lectures and audiobooks. Learn to avoid strife and stay away from these crooks. Do not let crappy teachers sell your mind for their paycheck with charades. Tell them you want real knowledge, not fake grades. Don't let anybody trick you into a fake education, because that never leads to a real graduation. Visit your elder self. Make sure that they remember who they are. Make sure their knowledge is as densely packed as a neutron star. If not, then try to figure out what their regrets are. You know what? Either way, start listening to real lectures and powerful audiobooks every day. Authenticity above all! Do it for Socrates. Do it for the elder you. Ignore all the crooks. And read your own books.